Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhaja. Govindam, Lord Krishna, Adi Purusam, the original person. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that Brahma, Athat Brahma Jigyasa, what is Brahma? In this human form of life, this is the business, to understand what is Brahma. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said that apasattam atmatattam grihishu grihamedina sutubhyani rajendra nilang shanti sahasrasa apasadam atmatattam grihishu grihamedina. Question and answer. And everywhere, light means questions and answers. So, those who are not interested or do not know what is the aim of life, they have got questions and answers only for sense gratification. They have no more any question or answer. Whole field of questioning and answering is sense gratification. That's it. But the human life is not meant for that purpose. The animals, they are mourning just like birds. Just early in the morning, they began to chirp. Where is food? Where we have to go? Where we have to find out some food? That is their business. The animals also. But human form of life, does it mean it is meant like that, that they should be simply involved in questions and answers for sense gratification? No. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Brahma Jigyasa. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Atha, after this, after the evolutionary process of lower than human being, when we have got this body, human form of body, the business is Brahma Jigyasa. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, that is Bhagavata. But there is no education. There are so many universities, they are going on simply how to advance the method of sense gratification. That's all. There is no education. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. The human form of life should be especially engaged for understanding what is Brahma. Otherwise, it is simply spoiled. Shankaracharya says, he was a sannyasi. Sannyasi's business is to travel all over the world, all as far as he can, and enlighten people about Brahma. That is sannyasi's business. So, Shankaracharya is lamenting. Balastavatriyasakta. Oh, what I see? I see the boys are engaged in playing. Balastavatriyasakta. Turunastavat turuni rakta. Young boys, they are after young girls. That is their business. Boys are playing. Young boys are after young girls. Vriddhastava chintavagna. And those who are old, they are absorbed in thought, oh, what I have done, I could not do this, I have... Vriddhastava chintavagna. Taruni, Parame Brahmani Kopina Lagna. Nobody is interested with the Param Brahma. Oh, what nonsense society this is. Analyzed the whole population. Boys, youths, old men. And he saw nobody, no rascal is interested with Brahma. So that is the position. But it is meant for Brahma Jigyasa. This is the defect of material civilization. The human form of life is being spoiled, simply spoiled. And there Maya is dictating, oh, you are making so much advancement, thank you. What advancement you have made, sir? Bhagavad Gita says, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkho dushanu darsana. Your problem is birth, death, old age and disease. What you have made for these four problems? What solution you have got? Your scientific advancement? Is there any solution of controlling birth? They have invented so many contraceptive methods, still in every minute there are 3 men increasing. Where is your birth control? You cannot control. So birth, similarly death, so many medicines, so many scientific research, these things, that thing they have invented. And what you have done? You have stopped death? No, sir. Then? Birth, death, old age. What your scientific advancement of knowledge has done to stop old age? Everyone is trying to keep his youth by cosmetic, pomade, lipstick, but nature will not allow. It is becoming flappy. Is it? One Marwari gentleman, in Calcutta, he spent 80 lakhs of rupees, or 80,000, for changing his gland into monkey gland for increasing his sex life. These things are going on. The monkeys, they have got very good sex life. One monkey has got at least 30 wives. And anywhere, he is very enjoying sex life, Marcotte. So, the scientist has discovered the monkey's gland is very strong for sex life. So kill them, take out the gland and insert into man's... This is going on in medical science. So old age, they are being... Science means they are trying to counteract the incapabilities of old age. But they are still failure. There are so many old men dying. So janma, mrityu, jara and vyadhi and disease. You are counteracting one disease, another disease is coming out. They complain that India is poor, there are so many diseases, but here there are so many cancers. So you cannot stop this. The nature's way. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Your only business is to find out Brahma. That is your business. Nature has given you sufficient means to live very comfortably. Everywhere, if you get a piece of land and one cow, your whole economic question is solved. You haven't got to go 50 miles for working. There is no necessity. Wherever you are living, take little land and keep one cow, your economic question is solved. So nature has given you all facilities. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimura atma kartaham iti mannate. Everything is being supplied by the order of Krishna, because prakriti is working, nature is working. How it is working? Maya dhakshena prakriti sriyate sa characharam. Under my order, Krishna says, prakriti, nature is not working blindly. It has got its master, Krishna. So this life is meant for Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry. What is Brahma? Instead of inquiring Brahma, they are trying to kill Brahma. There is no soul, there is no super soul. It is nature automatically becoming. These nonsense things are being pushed within this ravish brain of the human society. They cannot explain. They cannot give right understanding. Still, they will say, I am scientist, I am philosopher, I am this, I am that. But your business, what is your business? To direct people wrongly, to go to hell. So, this is not life. Life is athāta brahma jidyāsa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring Brahma. And if you engage yourself in this Brahma business or Krishna consciousness business, rest assured, Krishna will take care of you. Tesam satatam yuktunam yogacchemam vahami aham. I take care personally for their necessities of life. Ordinarily, Krishna or God is taking care of everyone, even if he is not in Krishna consciousness. And those who are coming to Krishna consciousness, what to speak of them? Special care by Krishna. Rest assured. Engage yourself rigidly to Krishna consciousness. Be happy. That is our program. Thank you.